Blog Talk Radio.
This is Angela Joy. I'm your host tonight for the Sunday night show of Prophetic Grace Network. Very honored to be here tonight. Thank God for his hand on my life. And I thank God that he's teaching me to be obedient and do, you know, what he's asked me to do. And, you know, the word lets us know that, you know, if we are found faithful in the small things or in whatever he tells us to do, God can trust us with more. And so the Lord has been really dealing with me about that. You know, sometimes I get really, really busy, and I had some family issues that came up. And but, you know, I asked God some things, and he cleared some things away, and he gave me some peace that I, you know, needed concerning a situation, you know, with a family member. And so, you know, he just reminded me that, you know, whatever he puts in our hand, and when we put our hand to the plow, we're supposed to keep it there. And so, you know, thank God for that. Thank God for him reminding me of that. Glad you're here tonight, and just want to be an encouragement to you. I personally, as I always like to let you know, I'm sure you do know, I personally don't have anything to give you unless the Holy Spirit gives it to me, and I just want to be obedient to give it out. Amen. That's a way that God is showing me to be a good steward over what he gives me, is that I will obey him and do with it what he's told me to do, and show the Lord that I'm being a good steward over what he's trusting me to be a good steward over. So I just thank God for you tuning in tonight. It's been a really, you know, good day today. I got some rest that I needed. I've involved myself by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I believe, in a ministry that feeds our community. We fed 400 people last month, and we'll be doing that again this Thursday. So they invited me to be a part of that and be on the board. And so now I've got that, and just excited what God is doing and some things that he's going to open up for me. I've gotten so many prophetic words about, you know, different opportunities and doors that God would open. And, I'm beginning to see some things come to pass, some things opening up. I've been reading this book, Prayers and Declarations that Open the Courts of Heaven. And some of the things that, you know, I knew, some of the things I didn't really know much about, but I started to put some things in practice, and I began to see some things begin to move. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I just want to welcome you all tonight, and I just want to thank you for being here and being a part of what God is doing in and through Prophetic Grace Network. Thank God for Prophet Randy Chandler and what he's doing with this ministry and how he's made this platform available to those that God has shown him are to be a part of what he's doing. You know, makes me think about, you know, Moses and how, you know, others came to lift his hand up to do what God had called him to do. So Prophet Randy is sensitive to the Spirit of God, and he knows God. He has a relationship with God, and God is showing him some things, and I'm just glad that I'm a part of what God is doing in and through his life with Prophetic Grace Network. thank God for his wife, Julie, and her support for the ministry. And, you know, what a wonderful time to be living in. I know sometimes we can kind of look at it as, wow, look at all the things that are going on in the earth and look what's going on here and what's going on there. Look at that. But, you know, our focus is to be on the fact that God, he sees all, he knows all, and he is going to handle it, and he's going to handle what concerns us. So, you know, I had to really do some things this week just so I could get in tune to what was happening in the world. I had shut myself off so much that, you know, certain things were going on that I was not even aware of because I rarely, you know, turn on the news. I don't think my TV's been on for 2 weeks. And, but I listen to the news sometimes on my Google Assistant here, and it'll bring up the news. And so I said, oh, my, I haven't listened to the news in maybe a month. So I got on, I turned it on the other day, and I, you know, I was just amazed at what is going on around us. Of course, I knew about the major things because I'm on the Internet a lot because I work from home and I have to use the Internet a lot. So, of course, you know, I see things, but just really getting detailed information about some other stuff, I just did not know. And so, you know, I think we as Christians are to be aware of what's going on. We're just not supposed to be obsessed with what is going on and consumed with what, you know, the world is doing and how it tries to draw us into a mindset to know, to try to draw us away from the fact that we know God is in control in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what the world is saying, in spite of everything, we know that God is in control. And so, you know, I'm just so glad to be a part of a ministry that God is using to show us and teach us the things of God prophetically so that we won't, you know, be all obsessed with what's going on, because we know God is doing something and we know that we're headed someplace and that God has not moved. He hasn't changed positions. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just keep that thought and know that he's got you. You know, he's got you. Everything that's going on in your life did not take God by surprise. Hallelujah. So I'm just excited about what God is doing in the earth today. So if you're calling in, of course, you know, if you would like for me to agree in prayer with you, just press 1, and that'll put you in the prayer queue. I know that it used to say 1, but now it doesn't, so you just have to press 1, and that will put you in the prayer queue. And, of course, I like to always let you all know I'm working with you. You're working with me tonight because, you know, I solicit the prayers of those who are online and who are listening and to be in agreement with those that we are praying for so that, you know, this teamwork. You know, I might be hosting the show, but participatory ministry. You're participating just by being here, whether you like it or not. I'm asking you to, you know, pray and be a part of what God is doing tonight. All right, so, of course, if you're listening by some other means, you can dial in at 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And if you would like to send a text to let us know maybe it's your first time or something like that, you can send a text, and that number is, I don't know why I can't remember that number, but anyway, hold on a second, I'll bring it up. Well, maybe it doesn't want to come up. Well, anyway, we'll get to it in just a minute, since this phone does what it's supposed to do. But we want you to be a part, and that number is 214-505-8719. If you want to send a text, let me know you're out there. That is 214-505-8719. If you'd like to text, let me know you're out there. And but anyway, it's a good day. It's a good day in the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a good day. And I'm excited because, you know, as I began to decrease, God begins to increase. God has opened some doors for me in regards to what he puts my hand to. And I have been praying and asking God about some property that I felt, well, I know I'm supposed to be, you know, involved with. I mean, in the natural, I know that, you know, it was supposed to be in my hands as well as someone else's. And I knew what God was telling me that, you know, what he wanted me to do with it. And I was like, okay, God, if you're telling me to do this, then it's your obligation as my father to provide the means to get this and to do whatever it is you're calling me to do. So as I was mentioning to you about the ministry that I'm now more involved with, His Works Ministry here in Toombs County, Toombs County is an area that has, you know, it's kind of rural, and there are some, you know, the cost of living here is not as expensive as someplace else, but there are a lot of people here in need. So anyway, we feed a lot of families, you know, once a month. And so they asked me to be a part of this ministry and be on the board, and I said, well, I'll pray about it. I prayed about it. And then the Lord says, yes, I want you to be a part. And immediately as I surrendered to what God wanted, you know, I was approached and said, well, listen, there's this building that we are going to be offered. And what has God placed on your heart to do? And I was like, wow, you know, it was just out of the blue. And I was like, and I told her, and I said, I've been looking for or praying about some property and having a building to do this thing. And she looked at me and she said, well, guess what? You can do that right up under this ministry. If you don't want to get your own separate whatever, you can use this this building and our ministry to do what God has called you to do. And, you know, some other things were involved, and I got to meet the person who actually owns the building that we're using now, has another building that's right next door to it. And, you know, just being where God wants us to be, it will cause the doors to open. And I'm saying that to say this, be sensitive what God is speaking to you. If he's given you something to do, as I said earlier, know that God will open the door and do what's necessary for you to be in the place that he's called you to be in to do what he's called you to do. Don't give up. Just know that if God called you to do it, he is obligated to make sure that it comes to pass when we walk in obedience. You know, the word of God lets us know we're not to lean to our own understanding. And when we acknowledge God, direct our path. And so be sensitive to what God is saying in this season, because I really believe God is going to open some doors for some people. He is going to rearrange some things. He is going to reposition and realign. I think I was on with the last time I mentioned about reset. I believe we're in a season where God is going to reset some things. Why? Because some of us lost sync with the movement of God. And because he wants us, because we're in destiny now, we're not going to destiny, we are in our destiny. When we accepted Christ and we began to walk with him and to be led by the Spirit of God, we are in destiny. But God wants us positioned. And if he sees our heart and he knows we're obedient or want to obey, he will reset some things so that you can get what God has already said is yours. And so with that, it was like when I had to just you know, be sensitive to what God was telling me and not focus in on what I lost. Don't you know that is a tactic of the enemy? He tries to come at us and have us going back in the past and, you know, reliving hurt and, you know, thinking about what such and whoever was did to us and, you know, focused in on looking back instead of looking ahead to where God is trying to take us, that we miss some things. We miss some things, but God wants us to be focused in on him and where he's taking us and be sensitive to listen to what he's telling us to do and be obedient and do it. Had I just been focused in on what I thought God needed to give me because this person was supposed to have this given to me or this is supposed to be mine as well, I could have gotten caught up in that and just missed the mark. But when I let that go and I just said, God, you're in control. Whatever you say I'm supposed to have or whatever I'm supposed to do, you will make a way. And it's almost as soon as I released that thing to God, here was a door open to do something for me, you know, that God had already told me to do with me having to do nothing but walk in obedience and receive it like it was a no-sweat situation, you know, just a no-sweat. Why? Because we have to be led by the Spirit. And when we follow the Spirit of God, we will get what God has for us. It's a done deal. We need to walk with an assurance that we know it's a done deal. When I walk in obedience, I'm going to get what God says is mine. And so it doesn't have to come through the avenue, in, you know, that you think it's supposed to come through. I could have been looking, well, no, God, it's supposed to come this way because I know that's part of mine. And I had to let it go because God will send whoever he wants to send to make sure what he's called you to do comes to pass. So here I'm looking at something else. God says there's a building already built and you can do what I told you to do in it. Because you were obedient enough to say, yes, Lord, continue to look at something that, you know, God is saying, just walk away and let me handle it. So I don't know why I'm saying all that tonight, but I am saying it, I know, for me, because I just want to hear it again, and I just want to talk about how good God is, how faithful he is, how faithful God is. God is a faithful God. Yes, he is. So I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and I'll be back with you in just a few, talk a little bit more, and, you know, we'll see what God does, what he has to say. All right? And remember, whatever he does, it's always going to be for his glory.
Lift your worship now.
Favor in your
Lord, please, Lord, please.
Lord,
you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
That's your prayer. We want to be where you are, God, you know, because where you are is where we need to be. Where you are is where we receive. The manifestation is ours. And I know you want to be where he is. I got to be where he is. I've got to be. I felt that right there. And it's not about feelings, but it's all right to feel some things sometimes. You know why? Because it actually feels pretty good. To be where he is. I don't need to be out of place. I don't need to be out of sync. I need to be positioned where God wants me to be so that I can get all that he has for me. I know you want to do the same thing. I know you want to be aligned and positioned to receive what God has for you. You need to be where you are, because guess what? Where he is, because you know, it's not just about you. It's about those who are connected to you and connected to what God wants to do in and through you in this season, in this time. You know, I mentioned last time when I was on, you know, how, you know, I would always just like, okay, you know, God, I'm here. Okay, what's my purpose? But when I got a revelation that my purpose is his purpose and his purpose is my purpose, and I'm purposed here for purpose, for his glory, for him, you know, that's purpose enough. I don't need my own separate agenda. I just need to be purposed with him to get his agenda done. What is that? speak to those who are lost and tell them about Jesus. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked, if that's what he will have me to do. Give a word of encouragement. Preach the gospel. That's not about me. I think sometimes people in their religious format think that I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. That's not for you. That's for him. If you just go in a way and a mindset that no matter what I'm doing, no matter what title, you know, you might be wearing, it's not about that title. It's not about you. It's about him. But so many people get caught up in what they're doing. They think it's them. When it's truly of God, oh, my God, I just worship you tonight. That you're just God. And so, you know, I just thank God that God is positioning us and he's giving us understanding of what this is all about. This is all about him. Our purpose on the earth, why he had you born. Your parents were just a vessel. Your mother was a vessel, conduit, to get you here, to do what God has called and fashioned and formed you to do. And sometimes, you know, if I'm reading this book, I guess you all heard, you know, I mentioned it last time if you were listening, you know, The Course of Heaven, you know, this book, and, you know, it just really gave me some real insight on, and not that I hadn't heard it, but it was almost like a light bulb went off. It doesn't matter what your mama said about you. It doesn't matter whether she wanted you or not. And we're carrying unnecessary baggage that is hindering us from going where God has called us when we are focusing in on the things that don't even matter. It doesn't matter whether she wanted you or not. You're here, and you're not here by accident. It doesn't matter if they didn't want you or not. God has you here for a purpose. Maybe they couldn't see it. Maybe they really weren't assigned to you, but somehow you got hooked up with somebody that was not a part of your destiny here on earth. If they're gone and God is doing what he needs to do in you, so be it. But we're carrying things we shouldn't be carrying. And that's why some of us, including myself, hadn't gone to the places that I needed to go on to because I was holding on to stuff I didn't need to hold on to. Why did it happen, God? You know what? You know, that's God's business, and he's going to handle the situation concerning me when I focus in on him and say, yes, Lord, whatever it is, you're going to take care of it. You know, and but I thank you so much for praying for my granddaughter. I don't know, some of you all may have heard, she's only 10, and she had been given a diagnosis involving, you know, diabetes, and it was some interesting things started to happen as I began to go before God and have legal access to go before him. Even the enemy had legal access to walk up in there. But as I've been petitioning God and going before him concerning this, I approached it in a whole different way. Just by learning some things and reading some things, I began to approach this thing in a whole different way. And I began to really speak to the generational curses that had come through the bloodline. And I'm not going to go into any particulars, but there have been children that I began to realize and understand that had issues and sicknesses in generations before. And I said, oh, no, this devil's trying to bring this up to this generation. And as I began to go before the Lord and repent of things that I had done and even others had done that I know are in the bloodline, I saw a shift. They don't know what's going on because sometimes it's very low, not very low, but normal. And then, bam, it'll go right up. But then a few hours is, you know. So I'm like, is this because I'm going before you, Lord, and the enemy has got to step back? So, Lord, I just thank you. And I knew it was an attack because I started a business Joy Enjoys Treats Plus, and it's a dessert business. You know, I do desserts. And I'm not going to lie to you all. These things, I mean, this is some fattening stuff. I'm going to get a line of low sugar, but, you know, I've got cakes and cupcakes and parfaits and, you know, all kind of goodies and candies and, you know, that I'm making. And she's a part of the business because she came up with the idea. She's only 10, and she came up with part of the idea about doing this, and I thought, okay. So it's called, her middle name is Joy, my middle name is Joy, Angela Joy, Janella Joy. So I named the business Joy and Joy Treat Plus. I'm telling you all, I know it was an attack from the enemy that would try to cloud this business because it kind of connects to her diagnosis. I said, I see you, devil. I see what you're trying to do. And I'll be honest with you all, I kind of shut down because I was like a little bit, I was like, okay. You know, I felt sort of funny. You know, here I have this dessert business with all these calories and all this, you know, sugars and stuff. You know, of course, it's okay as long as you don't go to the extreme with it. You know, and the thing of it is, she doesn't even eat stuff like that much. You know, and God was so awesome because before we even heard the diagnosis and knew what, didn't know what was going on with her, she wasn't even sick at that time or having any sort of, you know, it was no indication. And I would offer her a cupcake, and she was like, no, I don't want it. I mean, so it wasn't like, you know, so I'm like, what is this about? So she wasn't even eating the sweet. And then you're going to attack her with this? And then this business is tied into what she came up with, and then a diagnosis that is kind of connected to what we're doing, she and I. I knew it was the devil. I knew it was the enemy immediately. And it kind of set me back, though, because I was like, I mean, I just felt like, wow, she's involved with this business and has a diagnosis connected to what we're selling, and she doesn't even really eat it. So I know, devil, you're involved with this. I knew it. And it kind of threw me off a little bit. And then I went to the Lord, and I was like, Lord, I'm standing in your court. I'm pleading the case. The adversary is a liar. The blood applied is enough to take care of the situation. And I got my joy back. Joy and Joy Treat Plus. Then right after I said that, I had opportunities come my way. Oh, can you make this? Can you do this? We cannot back off what God has given us when the enemy raises his ugly head and tries to make us believe that he is the one in charge. He is not. God is in charge. And he hasn't moved over, and he's not going to move over, and especially for the enemy who we're to tread upon. And we're supposed to walk upon and plead the blood and know that Jesus is the advocate for us against the adversary. Hallelujah. In the courts of heaven. So I know God wants us to know who he is. A greater revelation, a greater understanding of what he's called us to do. And not to back down when he's put your hand to the plow. That's what the enemy's waiting for you to do. Take a back seat when God says, no, it's time for you to come on up front. The enemy needs to be taking a back seat and watch God take us someplace in him. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to play one more song, and I'm going to be taking calls. So bear with me, and we're going to expect God to do some things. We're going to reassess where we are and get in position to where we need to be because God is getting ready to do some things for you.
So the song says, mountains are still being strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here.
Yeah.
have your way tonight. Amen, amen. All right. Praise God. Yeah, God is just so good. And I just said what I said earlier because I want you to know that you have authority. You have a right to access what God has for you. You have a right. And don't you forget that. God is waiting for you to line up and to be in position to receive what he has for you. All right, well, as I said, if you are new and you want to text, you can text at 214-505-8719. If you don't know, if you want us to know you're there and you've got something pressing or you're new, 214-505-8719. And if you're listening by internet or you're not sure how to call in, it's 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. And I am Angela Joy over here in Southeast Georgia. And I am hosting the show tonight following the Holy Spirit. I'm not trying to get ahead of him. I'm trying to follow him as he leads me to where I need to be and what I need to do and say. Amen. So, guys, I thank you so much for being out there. And be encouraged. God knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. Amen. So I am going to go ahead and start taking calls. And so if you want to be in the prayer queue, go ahead and press 1, and I'll be able to see that little hand pop up there, and I'll be able to know that you are in need of prayer and that I have a family here. We're the PGN family. We're going to be in agreement. You know, we can do some business up in here tonight. We're all in agreement. Amen. God will put some stuff to flight. Amen. I'm looking for him to put some stuff to flight. The enemy's got to get up out of some situations. He's got to move. Yes, he does. He has to move. The song says, this is a move. Right. He needs to move right on up out of the situation. Walk in your authority. Know your place before God. Go and let the Lord know, hey, I'm here. You got it. I'm standing here to receive from you, Lord. The devil has to move. The blood is against him. So, Father God, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for all that you are doing and about to do. And we thank you for the PGN family. We thank you for those who come on and host the shows to lift up Prophet Randy's hand as he does this work that you've assigned him to and that you've connected others to assist him in this. And, Lord, I'm just looking for a day when some things begin to shift and change and we can see more of your glory. We can see more of what you are doing and just lift the name of Jesus even higher. So, Lord, we thank you tonight as we pray for those who host and for our family here. And we believe that, God, you're going to do something. You're going to speak. Something will be said that you will be glorified in because it's not about us. It's all about you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, so I'm going to start with, first caller is 95480. This is Angela
Joy. Who am I speaking? She said, can that be? Oh, I said, hello? I have got doubts about doubts.
I think we better come back. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but I'm sure God knows. We're going to move on to 720-620, and this is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Veronica from Colorado.
I'm sorry, what's the first name again?
Veronica and Mike from Colorado.
Hi, Veronica, okay. Well, praise God. Glad you all are gracing us with your presence tonight. Hallelujah. long time. I hadn't talked with you all in a while, or with you, Veronica. So just thank God for you being able to get in here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, I just pray for Veronica tonight, and we just lift her up, and we just thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening her. And I just see like a stream of water, and I thank you, Lord, for refreshing her, a refreshing, even in a place that it looks a little like barren, not a whole lot to keep you like, I guess, well, when you're doing the work, sometimes you just get thirsty. Hallelujah. So it's like God wants to keep you, you know, just prepared and ready for the work. So as you do the work, it's like God says, I sense that he's showing me this water, this stream, that he says, don't worry about it. I've got you. And it's a refreshing. You will be refreshed because I saw you the stream, and it's, I don't see an end to it. And I see you walking, and you're walking, and it's a place that, you know, you're not maybe feel like you're doing what God has called you to do, or maybe the assignment that you feel like God has given you, you're not fully into that place right now. But God says it doesn't matter what it looks like. As you continue to walk, I will refresh you because I see a continual refreshing, a water, like fresh water available to you. But you got to keep going because I don't even see an end to it. But I see that there's open places and open things that are available to you that you can just walk. And don't be concerned about, because God says you're not going to faint. I have supplied what you need to keep you refreshed, even in a place where you feel like I don't see anything and it's barren. But I'm going to refresh you. And as you continue to walk, you're more of a refreshing is going to come. And you're going to get what God has for you because he's going to refresh you and keep you in a place of refreshing so that you don't grow weary and you don't faint, that you will keep going because it's an assignment that God has for you. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. And, Lord, we just thank you for Mike. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that I just sense the Lord saying, be more attentive, Mike. Be more attentive, not just to what I've called you to put your hands to, but be attentive in how you are to operate in your whole life. It's not just about the ministry. It's like I want you to operate and be sensitive to everything I bring in your path. Not just ministry, to family, to home, to environment, to others that you come in contact with that may not be ministry-minded, but God says, I've got you positioned because there's something you need to impart that they need. So, Lord, let them continue to be sensitive to your leading, to your guidance, to your direction as he begins to filter. I hear the word filter. Filter. You know, like a filter is, let's just look that up. Let's get a better understanding. I know what a filter is, but I just like to look words up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So a filter. So anyway, it says here, a filter, a porous device for removing impurities or solid particles from a liquid, gas pass through it. To sift. Ah, glory. A strainer. Something that will cause things that shouldn't be there to be removed. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you that he becomes more as a filter, that he will be able to filter out things that need to be removed so that they don't become a hindrance. You know, because like when you're cooking something and, you know, I suppose I didn't sift some things that I need. When I could use this. I'm baking stuff a lot. So, you know, I have a sifter. And, you know, if I let that lump go in there and I don't sift that particle good enough, it's going to cause me to have some lumpy stuff. And it's going to not be in the form or fashion that it should be because it's got a lump up in there that wasn't sifted out. But because the sifting of the Holy Spirit, God removing some impurities as he uses, you as a filter, you're going to be able to accomplish some things, and you're going to be able to move into some places because some stuff that was there got filtered out. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, for speaking. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for what you're going to do with them together as they move into position to be led by the Holy Spirit to uncover, to reveal, but most of all, to connect to what God is going to do next in their life. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sister.
Amen.
Right on
Amen.
The dot.
What now?
I said right on the dot. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus is always, you know, when we let him in, we can always expect that. You know, praise God, because I don't have anything to give you, but I can sure definitely give you Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. I want to give you Jesus. Hallelujah, Veronica. What's going on? You seem so happy. Don't start me laughing. Jesus,
awesome.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, Jesus. The joy of the Lord. Woo, glory. Jesus. Oh, my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. How is it?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sister. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. What's going on? Anything you want to share?
We're good. We're just everything you said is right on the dot. We are we're waiting. We want to see what the Lord wants to do with us. But yeah, it's everything you said, like it got cut and divided in the plane. And yeah, we want to run to do ministry, but all the time something holds us back, and we just have to wait, but in the midst, we can enjoy, we can laugh, and we can do our home and our people around and at the store, at the market. But we want to do more and more and more, but we have to be led by the Spirit and wait for the opportunity and the place and the city and where and how and what. And it's, we... us together, where should we go, what should we do, where should we move, and we call you guys because we want to be led, we want to be redirected, and everything you explain is today's, it's what we're doing today, and it's exactly what we're doing today, and it's we go with with the day by day.
Amen. Yeah. Well, you know what, it just, you know, when I don't know. Sometimes I know personally, you know, you look at it as not in the light that we really should look at it. You know, you don't know where we're going. We don't know, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. But it's almost like, I guess maybe I should look at it in a different way and say, you know what, this is an exciting journey because I don't know what God's going to do next. Yeah, I just need to keep my mind in position on that state of saying, yeah, I may not know what I'm going, but I know I'm following somebody who does. And you know what? Just let's enjoy the journey. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It might
mm-hmm.
be some ups and some downs and some this and some that, but guess what? I know I'm connected to the one who knows where he's leading me. And if I can just mm-hmm. rest in that, if I can just rest in that, then the anxiety, the fear of the unknown will have to go. Because he will never leave us or forsake us, and he won't let us down. And if he's taking us somewhere, he is definitely God enough to get us there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you that we will all begin to rest in God and let him just take us where he needs to take us and know that he's not going to take us someplace that we don't need to be. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. Well, I'm excited about that. Yeah, I just saw like an open space, a place, and it was like you're going, but where, you know, but I know that God is saying, I'm refreshing you. I've got what you need, so just keep moving. Just keep coming to me. I'm refreshing you as you go, and don't worry about it. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Amen. 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 Anything else you want to, in prayer for anything in particular?
Can you pray for my son, Jonathan? He's my firstborn. He's 32. He's in another country.
What's his name?
Jonathan.
I couldn't hear you. Did you say Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan.
Oh, okay. I have a Jonathan. And my Jonathan is 34.
Wow.
And guess
mine
what?
Is 32.
He's in another country too, but he's not in another country as far as physically, but he's in another country spiritually. So I'm going to pray for him, your Jonathan, like I pray for my Jonathan. And I'm just going to believe that God is just going to shift some things and do some things. So, Lord, we lift up Jonathan. Oh, we lift up Veronica's Jonathan. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you will do a work. And you will just, I don't know, you'll give him information and instructions. I just hear the word plow, 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 plowing, plowing, plowing. And you will show him how to plow. I don't know what he will be plowing for. I don't know, you know, what's going on with that. But I heard the word plow and plowing because there's something he needs to get in the process of the plowing. There's something that's going to happen. You know, because when we plow something, we're turning things over, you know? We're like restructuring. But there's something that we're doing in the plowing because that's something that we need to be doing to access what it is we need to have. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you as he plows and begins to, I don't know, access things that he needs to access for whatever it is you're calling him to do, whatever, you know, we just pray for. Is he saved?
He's saved, and he grew up in the Lord, but when he went on his 20s, he departed. He went into another thing. He was, he still is a prophet, but he went into dark sides of witchcraft and met and waiting on the Lord to draw him back.
Amen. Well, we just believe that plowing is his searching for his way back, what he needs to get in this season. So, Lord, we say bring it forth, bring it forth, bring it forth, uncovering, plowing to reveal, Lord, even plowing to access what you need to access. Sometimes when people are plowing, they're trying to access something. They're turning stuff over because there's something there they need. So, Lord, we just thank you that as he begins to plow toward the things of God, you will begin to reveal and open up some things to him and show him some things that he didn't even know that was up down there until he began to plow to discover what it was. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for protection in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In search of. Hallelujah. Search of. Search of. Well, thank you so much, Veronica. You almost threw me into a place of just, I didn't know if I was going to come out laughing from laughter.
I
was like, wow, this is cool. You know,
it was beautiful.
Cool. It was beautiful. I was like, it's like, oh, wow, you know what I heard? You know, when you said, when you did that, it's almost like I sense that the Lord is saying that was part of the refreshing. Part of the refreshing. That's part of the refreshing. It's beautiful. Absolutely. Part of the refreshing. You know, What? Yeah, because the scripture talks about laughter being medicine, you know? And, you know, there's healing properties in laughter. And after you have experienced certain things, you know, it's like, wow, that just felt so good. Glory be to God.
Amen. My stomach is full. Amen. My belly is full of laughter.
Oh,
I feel it.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you were able to call
in tonight. God bless you, Jonathan.
My Jonathan, he is, he's out in, where is he? He's out in, I get it mixed up. He's in Wisconsin. So I'm just believing that God, you know, he's away from us. And I'm just believing God is going to do some things there. Mama can't
Amen.
Be there to watch, but
yeah.
God's going to do it.
Amen. I haven't hugged my Jonathan for 13 years, so one day I'm going to hug him.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Lord, we just thank you as you just bring that thing to pass where they can connect. So you haven't talked to him?
He got deported from America back on years ago. Now he's 32. But yeah, he got deported about 13 years ago. And I haven't gone to Mexico because of my legal status, but next year I got my legal status settled so I can cross the country, but he cannot cross
Praise
the
God.
Country, so.
Jesus. Well, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we thank you as you just began to tie untie some unnecessary knots and loose her and loose him. In Jesus' name, to be reconnected. Thank you. Wow. Well, he has a praying mama, so we'll believe the very best
Amen.
For him. The very
Hallelujah.
Best.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. All right, Veronica, anything
you.
Else?
Thank you.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Ma'am.
Thank
you.
All right. God bless
Thank
you. So good talking to you. Keep moving. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Nothing like laughter. I mean, wow. Something about laughter, it just really does something. Let's go back up here and see what was going on here. 954-580. This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Carolyn.
Okay, I thought that was your number, and then I heard, I don't know what I heard. Did you have the TV on or the radio or something?
Yes, something was playing. Yes, I'm sorry about that.
That's fine. I was like, I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Carolyn. We just thank you. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the love of God, that is this on, Carolyn? I just see like, I don't know, like you're just wrapped up or like there's just something over you. I can't really describe what I'm seeing, but there's just something over you. And it's the love of God. But it's almost like you're enveloped with this. You're just, it's all on you. And it's on you. Oh, wow. I just heard the word Teflon. Wow, Teflon. My. I just heard the word Teflon. It's on you. And you know what Teflon does? Teflon, when we have, you know, we're cooking and we have pots that are pans that are Teflon coated, you know, stuff kind of slides right off of it when we're cooking. So we're cooking something and we don't want it to get stuck. Because of that Teflon, it just slides right off. And glory be to God, I just sense to tell you that what I saw, I heard the word Teflon, is like when the enemy tries to do something or throw something at you, it's almost like you've got Teflon and it's sliding right off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some things that the enemy thought were going to stick, they didn't stick. you know. So he tries maybe a different angle or investigating you or looking at you closely to see why is this stuff not, some of this stuff is not sticking to her. Oh, yeah, you've got some things going on that you are believing God for. But I just believe like the Spirit of God is on you as Teflon to help you walk through situations and things where the enemy thinks he's going to throw something at you and it's going to stick and it's not going to. Why? Because God has coated you with the Holy Ghost, and it's operating like Teflon against some of the things that the enemy is trying to throw at you. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that she's going to walk with a knowledge that, you know, there's some stuff that the enemy may try to throw at me, but it's not going to work because it's going to slide off just like Teflon, like it's on Teflon. You know, I'm coated. I'm coated with the blood of Jesus. I'm coated with something that's going to protect me and going to shield me from the fiery darts of the enemy. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight, and we give you glory for all that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So how are we doing tonight, Carolyn?
Hallelujah. I'm okay. I'm okay. You're correct because right now, I'm going through something and I just don't understand. But the irony of it is like I do have the peace of God in the midst of everything. So I'm like, Lord, what is happening? I really can't fathom what's happening. So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. And I just hear in your voice like what you just said, like you know this. You know that God is just doing something. And it's like I just sense something in your voice that you're aware of some things that God is doing. And the enemy's like looking at you and he's like, you know, but that's because you got this Teflon on you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So you're gonna keep your joy. You're gonna keep the right mindset, and some stuff not gonna be able to stick and throw you off because it can't. It just can't. It can't. You know, He is our shield, and He protects us. He is like He's greater than Teflon. Glory be to God. He is greater than Teflon.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Anything in particular you want to share or anything in particular you want prayer for?
Yes, thank you. As I said, I am going through something and I'm not really understanding. So just kindly pray for me that God will just bring everything in alignment and that His will be done in the matter. He will intervene in what's happening. And God will just enable things to just go in how He wants it to go.
Amen, amen. Well, Lord, you heard her, and that is her petition, that God, you will intervene, and you will orchestrate, and you will direct things that concern her and what it is you called her to do, and you will intervene, and it will be directed according to your plan and your purpose. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. And Carolyn, I just sense to tell you to boldly go to the throne room of grace. Boldly go.
Amen.
Boldly go. And go with a knowledge of knowing that God has made it accessible to you. To boldly go.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the blood has already made a way, and that you have a right. You know, you have a right. You don't have to feel like I don't have the right. Yes, you do. You have the right to go. He's our Father. Of course, He's King, of course, he is, you know, all power, but you have access. When we've been blood bought, we have access. We can go boldly. So I just wanted to tell you that, go boldly, understanding that whatever it is that God wants you to have according to his will, just count it done. And walk with an understanding and an assurance that you know if it's lining up to the will of God, it's a done deal. It's like when I was talking about, you know, there are some things, you know, that we ask for God, from God, and, you know, he doesn't have a problem giving them to us. He just wants us to rely on him making things come to pass the way he wants them to come to pass. But don't think that he doesn't want you to have what he wants you to have. So you can boldly go forward and say, I know this lines up to what God wants me to have and his will. So I thank you. I thank you for it. And just give God the glory. And just know that you have access and you have a right. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. As she begins to walk in a greater boldness concerning what the Father, she knows the Father, has for her. So we just give you honor. We give you honor tonight, God. We just give you honor. And, Lord, give her peace as she begins to continue on this journey that you have her on, knowing that you're right there and you got her. You got her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you. I want to read this to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me read this to you because I just was looking at it.
Sure.
Walk in the Spirit. This is in Galatians 5:16-18. It says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So as God leads you, you know that it's by the Spirit and you're not under the law. And you can access by the Spirit all that he has for you. So I know that you're going to seek after him in the heaven. And so we just count it done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 All right, Carolyn. Well, thanks for calling in. I enjoy talking to you every time you call in. I know I was looking at your phone number and I was thinking, what is that? Looks like Carolyn's phone number.
Thank you.
All right, you be blessed and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, good night. All right, thank you, Carolyn, for calling in. All right, we will move right along. So let's go to 720-620. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? 720-620? Hello? Are you there? 720-620. Let me get some water. Looks like I may have lost someone early. I don't know if they went to sleep, but I think they disconnected. All right, so let's just go to the next caller. All right, let's go to 903-253. This is Angela Joy. And who am I speaking with?
Oh, you're speaking to Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you tonight?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Remind me what state you're in, sis.
Yeah.
All right, Carla in Texas. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for Carla calling in tonight. Thank you, Lord. I just heard the word provision. Provision has already been made. Excuse me. Provision has already been made. I don't know what is going on with that word. I don't know how it is associated with you. I don't know if you had some questions about provision. I don't know if you were seeking answers about provision. I don't know what is going on with provision, but I heard provision is being made. And, Lord, we just lift up Carla tonight in regards to this. I am not sure what it means, so I'm going to ask Carla, does that mean anything to you?
Probably so. I'm just trying to, I guess, like direction, you know, like job-wise, moving situation.
Okay. So God says provision has been made. So it's almost like you don't even concern yourself with it anymore. I'm working from home, and then I have, you know, a little business I started. And I was having some issues, you know, with not really issues per se with the job, nothing really, not negative, because my scores and everything for stats for the job were really good. And but I just didn't like doing what I was doing, what I'm doing. So I asked about a switch. And, you know, they were like, you know, okay, you know, this and that, whatever. But as I began to just, like, just say, okay, God, I don't know. As I began to just maneuver in a different way and not focus so much on trying to get a switch in my job to another position, and I just let it go, and it was almost like I was saying, God, you're my provider. You know what I need, and you see that I've been faithful to what you've given me. I've been faithful. I've been showing up here every day doing this job. I've been faithful, and I haven't been griping about it, even though I don't like it. I've been faithful. And then earlier last week, I asked about it, another position. And she said, okay, let's talk to him about it, you know, the manager or whoever it was. And I couldn't even talk to him. And he just answered her back. She says, Angela Joy has good stats. She's looking for this. Okay. Tell her we'll see her Saturday. We'll start with her on Saturday. Well, they didn't start, but I think he was off. But it was almost like when I let that thing go, even though I had been at God about, you know, what I needed, what I wanted. But when I let it go, it was almost like he said to me, provision had already been made. I'd already had a season. I had a set time when you were going to be shifted into this place. So when I let it go and I just begin to rest in who God says he is, according to his word, and believe it and take it at face value, that's when the shift happens.
Thank you, Lord.
So provision has been made.
Oh, glory. Thank you.
Rest in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Rest in it. Rest in it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Like the whole situation with this property that I was supposed to have access to. Well, they just want to fight me about it. I was like, I don't have time to fight. That's not, and you know what? When we bring strife into a situation, we're not going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But when we release it, I was like, okay, all right, you know, I'm not going to fight with this person about it. They know that what they're saying is not true. They know that I should have access to this. But I'm not going to worry about it. And then somebody comes to me, last Saturday and says, you want to do this? Here's provision. Here's the provision. You got a building. You don't have to go out there and try to cut down bushes and clear land. Here's a building that you can use for whatever God is giving you to do.
Amen.
Why? Because I let it go. So, Lord, we just thank you.
Yes,
tonight,
Lord.
that Carla is releasing some things because God is getting ready to do something. He's just waiting for her to release it because the provision has already been made.
Thank you.
Provision has been made. Just let her understand all she has to do is walk in, into this place in a mindset that I'm going to access the provision that has already been made. It's already done. Just let her walk into that place. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. As she begins to see it as God sees it, by faith, it's already done. And to walk with an expectation that anytime, any place, any moment, I'm going to have access to the provision that's already mine. So we give you glory, God. We
yes,
thank
God.
You.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let her walk with a confidence and an assurance.
Yeah.
That as long as she keeps walking, she can't help but walk into the place that God says provision is here. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. So anything you want to share, Carla, or need prayer for?
Well, that's what I was needing prayer for.
Okay.
To be able, yes.
Praise God. Well, we're in agreement with you and that, you know, you're walking right into the place to access the provision. Praise God. Well, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show tonight. We never know what God is about to do. We never know what, you know, it's just amazing to me. The season that we're living in, if we can just come to an understanding more of our legal rights to what God has.
Yes.
If we could just kick that lying devil to the curb and let him know, I'm not going to let you try to infiltrate me with some lie, but I'm going to walk in a manner that's befitting the child of the king. You don't have access like I have access. You might be able to. You might be able to go up there and stuff, but remember, devil, it's under the blood. It's under the blood.
Amen.
It's under the blood. All right. Well, Carla, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay, and I'll call you and give you the testimony.
Yes, we're looking for it. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. All right, Carla. Well, thank you. Be blessed. We'll look forward to that. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a great night.
You too. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. All right, let's go to our next caller. And so that's going to be 11111. Hallelujah. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Barbara from Texas. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Barbara. How are you?
Just excited to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here tonight. I've had a workout the last few days. I've had so much going on, but I made it in tonight. So praise God. Glad to be here. So let's pray for you and have you share something, because I know you got something to share. I don't know. I just sent Barbara, you've got something to share. I don't know what it is, but praise God. Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you for Barbara tonight. And wow. Thank you, Lord. As she continues to brag on her marvelous God, her awesome God, her faithful God, her God who's seen her through all sorts of ups and downs and dances. Barbara, I just see you just like dressed to, like you're, I mean, it's almost like you're excited but you're dancing. You're dancing. And you're dancing, and I won't say it's a wild dance. It's kind of a dignified dance. It's kind of like when the princess comes to the ball. And I just see you just all over the place, and you're dressed in a way that you know that this is some special occasion that's taking place that you're involved with, and you're dancing in a manner that just really exemplifies the majesty of God, the awesomeness of God, the splendor of God, the magnificent ways of God. I don't know. It's like you're dressed for the occasion. So, Lord, I don't know what that means, but I just believe that Barbara knows. Barbara knows what it's like to be fashioned for an occasion that's representing and honoring her God. I'd like to see you dressed for that. Hallelujah. So share with us, Barbara.
Well, I do have a praise report. Everything that you said. I've been asked to take trips, and so it's like the family gathering is ready. They said, "Mom, do you have your passport ready?" And I said, "Yes, I do." I already knew I was prepared to go somewhere, so I've been just literally trying to pack just little bits of parts and pieces of my suitcase. And I said, "Lord, I said all the different words that everyone is giving me that are positive, I've taken it, and I've just put it all in a little basket, and I just start dancing and praising God about it." I said, "God, good news, good news, good news." I said, just like Queen Esther. And so I've just been dancing, and I've just been praising God. I've just been telling him hallelujah anyhow. I said, just like the book of Revelation, when the enemy came in like a flood and tried to take and nitpick and say things. And I said, I said, "God, you still won."
Hey,
I said,
man,
"You won't upset me no form or fashion." I said, "Because that means my blessing is at the door." So I just took everything, and I said, "Whenever you come against me," I said, "I'm still going to laugh. I'm still going to praise him. I'm still going to rejoice, and I'm going to give all my testimonies." And then I got one of my children came, and he said, "Mom," he said, "you get ready." He said, "I had a dream," and he said that we were getting ready to leave to go to another country. He said, "We were laughing at you, and we were all sitting around the table laughing and talking about you." I said, "You were?" I said, "What was I doing?" He said, "It was so funny." He said, "But don't take it to heart when I tell you that I heard the word Japan." And I said, "Are you serious?" Mm. And he said, "But you were sweeping on the front porch." I said, "Yeah, because I was taking every negativity thought and every trashy word that's been spoken against me, all the toxic, and I was sweeping it right out the door." And I said, "What I did was I have to make sure my plate is clean so when it's time to go, I can go. And I have nothing to hold me back, son." He said, "Well, why did I hear the word Japan?" I said, "Let's look it up and see what the Lord is saying." I said, "He said, we were getting ready to move." And he said, "You were moving at the same time." And I said, "What does Japan mean?" And he said, "Well, I don't know." He said, "But shouldn't you look it up?" I said, "Yeah, I should look it up because I know there's a meaning behind it." I said, sorry about the noise. He said, "Japan is name. It comes from the rising of the sun. It is the sun. Its origin is the sun." I said, he said, "That means something good for you." And I said, "Yes, it is." I said,
Wow. Oh, my God.
So I said, "Well, the Lord knows that the name of Japan means something good." I said, "Because it means a new life, a new beginning." Praise and I said, whatever the Lord planned for me. I said, that goes for a lot of the saints that have been going through, you know, some things, but they got to remember that. Stay focused on the good things. Look for the gold.
Amen.
And I said, the land represents the land of the rising sun. And so I said, so that means that you're getting ready, Barbara. I had to put my name in there. The Son of God is rising in your life to cause his light to shine brighter and brighter as the noonday sun. You came from God, and to God you will return. So at the end of the day, you got to go for God for everything. And I said, the Lord will honor his promise in his word. So I said, here you go.
Thank you.
I said,
amen.
So I said, I thank you, Lord. And he said, but I don't know if my word means anything. I said, look, let me tell you something. You're just as important to the Lord, whether you have a title or not a title.
Amen.
You are just as much as important. I said, he was tied and nailed to the cross, and he died for people like you. The one that they think that we're never going nowhere or not nothing, and they call you names and every name but a child God. So you remember who you are. You know your identity. You don't have to explain anything to anybody.
No.
Said, just remember that you are a son of God, and you are royalty in his own. It doesn't matter what others think about you. If what matters is what the Lord think about you. I said, so remember that.
Amen.
You are the sunshine. Amen. And the Lord is ahead of your life. I raised you right. I raised all my children right. And I said, where did I get the knowledge from? We got it from Jesus.
Amen.
He made it where we are today.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. So I just want to encourage you to let you know.
Praise
that's
God.
What this is. That is what, when we hang on to his word, his God's unchanging hand, he has many members, many parts. And we can't take from him, because when we all get together and put all those members, because when he does it in parts, he put it all together. And we get pieces over here, pieces from you, pieces from Felicia, pieces from different ones, and Randy, and different ones that's been ministry to us.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you,
I'm too.
Well, you know what? So awesome, because, you know, what you just said about, and I said when I first got on the show, you know, it's things that have been spoken over our lives that, you know, for years, you know. And but it's the thing is we have to continue to stay on track and stay in faith and stay in expectation that we will receive the word that was spoken over us. I was reading in that book that I mentioned earlier. It was, you know, that's one of the things he talks about. You know who you are. Know what God has said about you. Know what he said about you in the word. Know what he said about you concerning the prophecies that have been spoken over your life. Know these things that God has spoken, that they are his word over you, and that you call it forth to come to pass, but stay on track and know that if you do, you will receive it. You will receive. We have to be about this thing like a bulldog. We've got hold of it, and we're not going to let go. The enemy is counting on us not remembering the word of God concerning our life. He's counting on us not remembering the prophetic word that's spoken over our lives. He's counting on us not to know the word of God that applies to our life. He wants us to forget. He doesn't want us, you know, it's almost like, you know, we hear words, they've been said for years and years. Excuse me. And sometimes it's like, well, Lord, when is this word going to come to pass? It's going to come to pass in the time that God says it will come to pass, the time that he has set in destiny for it to come to pass. Because it's not just about us. It's about who is in connection with us when this word he spoke is to connect with their life. Because I said earlier, we're here for his purpose. It's not just about what he wants to do in us and for us. There are people who are connected to us that this word is connected to what he wants to do in their life as well. But we have to continue to go toward what God has called us to go toward so we can access what the word has been said over our life. But the enemy wants us to forget. He wants us to forget. What does the word say? The word tells us to keep God, to put God in remembrance of the word. You know, to put him in remembrance of the word he's spoken. If it's a real man or woman of God and they've released a prophetic word over your life, that's God's mouthpiece releasing that thing on you, releasing that word. And we can put God in remembrance. So long, you know, I've heard people say over the years, oh, just put that on the shelf. No, we ain't putting it on the shelf no more. We're speaking to that thing. It's coming off the shelf. Hallelujah. That's what the enemy a lot of times wants us to do. He wants us to put stuff on the shelf somewhere and not put God in remembrance of what he spoke over our lives. And that's why some of us, myself included, you know, I've not reminded God, and I've kind of put it on the shelf, but I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to let God know that I believe his word is his word. Of course, I know it's going to come to pass when he says it needs to come to pass, but I'm going to remind him that I'm a lady in waiting for it to come to pass. I'm in waiting for it to come to pass. I'm not sleeping. I'm in waiting for it to come to pass. So praise God, Barbara. I'm excited. And then Japan, I've heard so many people talk about Japan that I have a couple people told me when they went to Japan, they did not want to come back.
What?
Yes. I've heard
of the cherry blossom season. You know, the cherry blossom, they say they go a certain time of the year, around about April or so, and they see the beautiful day of the blossoms, the cherry blossoms and the flowers, and it'd be so beautiful. And I said, this is why I have something to look forward to, because we have to set our house in order and our life in order to remove emotional, physical clutter. We have to renew our minds and our attitude. The word of God, like you were saying, I'm in agreement with that, because when we remove the negativity and those critical spirit manipulation and people trying to control your spirit and don't want you to know your identity, you have to focus on the most important things in your life. First is God, and then family and friends. But we never sweep things under the rug or ignore the ignorance of some people, because there may not be mature in some areas. So we'll just let them talk and talk and all of that. But there has to be some seasoning in your life. You have to be some seasoned men and women of God. I said, because those that's not seasoned yet, we got to meet them where they are. And that's why we can get rid of the negativity things that they say and focus on the good, focus on the cherry blossoms in Japan, the land of the rising sun. That's what Japan means. And people don't know what Japan means. That's its original name. About the Son.
Praise God.
And who is Jesus? He's the Son of God, and he's the Son of Man. He rises in the morning. Oh,
Jesus.
My God. Hallelujah. And when he rises in the evening, he's getting ready. He rises. When the sun begins to set, that lets you know you're getting ready for your future. You're getting ready to see the sunset. You're getting ready to see the things of God. That's coming, the thing that is on the way, the blessings of the Lord. Oh, my God. I know I don't share very much at times, and I close my mouth because I feel like that there are some that's ready, some not, but you can take it to the bank that when the Lord speaks and he gives you a piece of candy, like I know some of like that mint chocolate, you know, it's not the kind of chocolate that melts in your hand, but it's the kind that melts in your mouth. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, God is good. Oh, glory
Amen.
God. And so when I heard your voice and y'all were laughing and tickled, I said, that's the way we need to be when the enemy comes in like a flood.
Oh,
you know, we
glory.
Need to dance, dance, dance. He said, and all you do, give the Lord praises, give him the dance like David danced. And I get before my bed sometimes when I hear a different one testifying of the goodness of the Lord. I just start dancing. Sometimes I don't even have music, but I'll say, Alexa,
Amen.
Play the song, Come to Heaven. And I'll get to dancing and praising God. And I just hear the word heaven, heaven, heaven where the stars shine, heaven where the moon and the light fly. We can think of him even in the midnight hour. Whose shoes is parked under my bed? Jesus' sandals is parked. I don't need a man to do anything for me.
Amen.
I got Jesus. I got his son. But when he say, Barbara,
oh,
when you putting on your wedding garment, I said, I got the dance down pat. I can move. I can pick them up and put them down. I said, but when the Lord said, daughter, you endured hardness as a good soldier. You've gone through some things, and you've been through
Amen.
Some things, but now I'm getting ready to bless you with your mate. I can't do nothing but to praise the Lord. I can't do nothing. I've been waiting over 20-some years on my husband, and the Lord will keep you those that want to be kept. But
yes,
when
he
connects
will.
You with a person or a people that wants to testify, that wants to prophesy, that not prophesy, but I said prophesy, and when they give you these words of encouragement, I can't do nothing but take it to the bank and tell the Lord, you said this, you promised this, you said this
Amen.
In your mighty name. And, you know, and when I hear people like you guys are talking and praising God, I can't do nothing but get excited. I can't do nothing
Amen.
But laugh through the night. I laugh at the devil. I laugh because, see, it's just like the book of Revelation. He said that when the people of God, when they open their mouth out and they want to speak that negativity in your life, it's toxic. And they want you to not know who you are because you've been there and done that. When you season and you've been doing this your whole life, you don't know nothing but the word of God. And so they try to intimidate you by saying things that you can't control my life. You can't control me because God giving you that anointing. And he said it's the anointing that destroys the yoke, not your nasty, toxic words, but it's the anointing because you paid a price for that. You paid the price. Jesus already paid the price. But on this earth, we as carrying the gospel, we will lose our life at times. We will lose our life. But if we stay positive, with God, he'll pick you right back up as if nothing never
Amen.
Happened. Nothing was never said.
Amen.
And I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
Because the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen. I can definitely vouch for that because the enemy, I'm sure he did not expect for me to still be around praising God, considering some situations. But I believe my praising God got me through some situations.
Thank
Had
you.
I not
Hello.
Praised God when he was counting on me being down in the gutter with my face buried in the dirt, I was praising God. Yeah, I may have gotten down there, but guess what? I got up.
You got back up?
That's the important part. We may get down there with our face in the dirt. We may get knocked down. But the thing we have to know that the enemy wasn't counting on, he wasn't counting on us getting up. Hallelujah. He didn't count on Jesus getting up. Hallelujah. He didn't count on Jesus getting up. Guess what? When you get up, Jesus is getting up in you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And you get up.
Jesus.
Know that God is getting up. He's rising up in you. No, the devil didn't expect him to get up. When they nailed him to the cross, he thought it was a done deal. He didn't expect that he would rise. And not only would he rise, but he would rise with power, and he would snatch the keys. And you got to look like something crazy because you didn't expect him to get up. The devil is looking at us a little crazy sometimes when we get up because he didn't expect us to get up.
That's right.
He didn't expect us to rise up after he knew he set a trap. But he should have learned from experience that if Jesus got up and he's in me, I'm getting up too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get up.
You're walking by the Spirit. Get up. Get
Hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah. Get up.
You have freedom. Freedom.
You may fall. You may get tripped. You might fall for the okie doke. But it's time to get up. Hallelujah. Get up.
Yes. Get
glory.
Up and stay
God,
happy.
Jesus is in you.
Yes.
That's right. Get up. My God.
Get
that's
up.
Exciting, Lord.
The strength fall off. Get up.
Get up.
Get up. You got
yes.
your freedom. Get up.
Get up. You know, there are many a times I could have stayed lying down, you know, all, you know, burying my face in the dirt. But I decided I wasn't going to let the enemy have the last say because I knew who has the last say. God does. And he was going to give me the strength to get up. So praise God. That's exciting to know we get up.
I'm excited. Yes. You made me want to dance when you said, get up, get up.
Well, I know. I saw you dancing, and I was like, it wasn't like, it was just, you were like, it was like, you were the queen of the ball. You know, and you were in celebration that, you know, this, I don't know what the occasion was. I mean, you were just swirling and, you know, we were just like, wow, this is it. This is it.
Yes, please. You know? That's the way I dance.
This is my season. This is my time. This is my ball. Y'all might be here, but you're just sitting here watching me partake of what God has given me. You might be here, but this is my ball. This is my dance.
Yes. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, y'all are just invited, but this is all about what God is doing in me and for me.
Hallelujah.
You get to see it.
Thank you
get to witness it.
Yeah.
My God.
That's so
praise
beautiful.
You, Jesus.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. It was beautiful to see what I saw. It was just beautiful
oh,
to see.
Oh, my God.
What I saw, you know.
Thank
it's
you,
like,
Lord.
I think about Cinderella. You know, Cinderella was, you know, she wasn't ready. She wasn't really equipped to go to the ball, she didn't think. But she ended up at the ball, and the ball centered around her. Hallelujah. It was all about her. My God.
Praise
it was about
God.
Her.
Yes.
Barbara, it's about you and what God is doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when
Thank you,
she
Lord.
Got up to dance with the prince, all eyes were on her.
Mm,
as you danced with the
God,
king,
I would see that.
All eyes are on you, Barbara. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
I would
all
see
eyes
that.
Are on
yes.
you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Mm. That's pretty
my
exciting.
God, we all receive that word in Jesus' mighty name. I'm not selfish. I love sharing. Sharing is caring, and caring is sharing. All the single women in the house and the single men. Praise God. There are no shoes parked in my bed at night, but Jesus sandals.
I know that's
They've
right.
been there forever. I'm still waiting.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And he will
Amen.
Keep you if you want to be kept, like I told another sister.
Yes, he will.
I say,
he definitely will.
I said, honey, he will keep you. Yes. Yes.
Yes, he will.
I'm a living witness.
Yes. I am
God.
Too.
So,
praise
you know,
God.
Yes, you are. That's why I said it like that. All you single women out there. You single, y'all put the wedding garment on. Amen. God has equipped us. The women of righteous, the women of holy, the righteous, the women, the virtuous women. Praise God. God will keep us. Amen.
Yes, he will.
We don't want to make no mistake when we get in the flesh, but we're going to wait on the Lord. And our time has come. Our time has come. Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm excited, and we are celebrating the goodness of God.
Yes, we are.
We're celebrating
Thank you.
How he's kept us and you know, it's just amazing. I just, some of these things I think about that I'm experiencing now through God, I was like, you know, but I know he has a season and everything. It's like, man, if I had known that some years ago. you know. And I'm now understanding too, Barbara, that, you know, I'm praying for those even that, if, you know, have mistreated me and done me wrong. And I ask God daily to just, I don't want anything in my heart or attached to me that would hinder me from getting what you have for me. And I can't get it, you know, carrying unforgiveness or a grudge or bitterness or anything like that. I've never operated as that kind of person anyway. But it's almost like God is saying, even be, it's almost like let the enemy know he has no place in you.
Yes,
and when he realizes he doesn't have any place in you, he won't be dancing around trying to tempt you with stuff that he knows that you have no interest in walking in. Confess it. Open your mouth and say, no, I don't want that in me. So, devil, I want you to know, don't try to come and tempt me with it anymore because it's under the blood. It's under the blood.
You
can't come at me like that. You can't come at me like that because guess what? It's no longer, you know, just get that thing under the blood and let the enemy know, you can't trick me with this anymore.
That's right.
You can't. And once he realizes that that little thing that he used to throw your way to trip you up doesn't work anymore, he'll find someplace else to go. He'll come back with something else, but, I mean, with that, you know, he won't be able to come knocking at your door.
That's
not anymore.
Right, because you've been bought with a price, and the Lord
that's right, and you know
it. Yes, he does.
And
no matter what he throws sideways, he gives you the nutrition, even in the spiritual realm as well as the natural, to keep you healthy, to block out any negativity that tries, any toxins that tries to get in the bloodstream. The Lord will heal. He will deliver you and set you free. I know too many people have been healed in the bloodline. I know too many people have been healed of cancer. I know too many people have been healed from an aneurysm and bones lining up. You know, the lower parts of the back and everything. And I just thank God because I remember many nights you guys used to pray for me day and night, night and day for years and years. And I said, when I say, yes, God, I'll do what you call me to do. Yes, God, I'll tell what you want me to tell. And that's when the Lord healed my body completely, when I surrendered and gave my body back to him as a living sacrifice.
Amen. Amen.
So when you come at me sideways, you know, I give it back to the Lord. I said, deal with them. It's in your hands.
Amen.
That battle is not mine. And then they think you've done something ugly. No, you didn't. You gave them back to the Lord. So you give every situation back to the Lord because you don't have to fight that battle. It belongs to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Barbara, is there something in particular you wanted prayer for?
No, you answered everything.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure.
No, you've already prayed.
Praise God.
So you came in agreement with me. You said it. You spoke it out. And when you saw it, you prayed over it, and you spoke it out. And that's an agreement.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So we're looking forward to
I receive it.
Some great stuff coming forth.
Testimony.
And the people of God. Yes, yes. I mean, the enemy wants us to focus so much on what's going on negatively in the world, but we are making a choice. We're going to focus in on
that's
the things
right.
of God, and we're going to walk with an assurance that, you know, we know that he has it and he taking care of us. So no need to be sweating, you know, just if you sweat,
and trying to
no
figure it
sweat.
Out, just let it go. Get it back to He tried to get you off track by letting you focus on the things of the world when he already told you what it was going to be in this world. So we got to keep our mind stayed on the good things of God so he can do what you ask him to do for you. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Love you.
All right. Well, thank you, my dear. Thank you for calling, and we can't wait to hear more. I can't wait to hear,
I can't wait to hear
more of what God is going to do. And what he's doing.
Yeah.
All right, Barbara.
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you for calling.
Love you.
All right,
God bless
night.
You.
All right, love you. God. Amen. Good night. Amen. God is good, 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 good God. If you are, I've got quite a few left. So if you want prayer, I have someone who's I'm going to pray with next. If you want prayer and you want to be in the prayer queue, that's just press 1. And I can see that your hands are raised, and I will pray with you. And those who are on here, just be in agreement with me as we pray for others. You know, we can do some stuff when we're in agreement. Praise God. So let's go to 908-305. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello, 908-305. Are you there? Maybe they went to sleep. I'm not sure. Can you hear me? 908-305. All right. And I see some calls keep dropping and coming back, dropping and coming back. All right. Well, that's all well. Let's go. Well, first of all, well, that this person is not answering. 908-305. No answer. Well, if you're calling in or you're on the line and you want prayer, just press 1 and I can pray and be in agreement with you. We have a few more people on here, but they don't have their hands raised. And I don't know if you're listening maybe by internet or something. We have another, I don't know if something's going on with the system because the calls are dropping and coming back and dropping and coming back. Same numbers. All right, well, let's go here. I'll have to come back to 908-305. There's no one answering, so we'll just come back to that. Let's go here to 480-637. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. It's Greg from Arizona.
Hi, Greg from Arizona. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I am doing good. Hallelujah. I'm doing good. All right. Well, Greg, let's just pray over you and just see what the Spirit of God has to say. Hallelujah. I don't know what this means, Greg, but as I was speaking your name, I saw like I saw a fountain that somebody had turned on. You know, like they have the water faucet. And, you know, it was like it was outside and it was a faucet that just was there. And as I said your name, I saw the water coming out of the faucet. And I feel like what the word is for you is that it's like, just turn me on. Just turn on the Spirit of God. Just allow the Spirit of God to flow through you. Like the water I see flowing from that fountain. And not only is it going to just flow to, you know, you have a faucet on, you turn it, and then everything around that faucet gets wet. And it begins, you know, it keeps going long enough, it's going to really begin to saturate that area. And I just sense that that faucet turning on, not only is it going to give you a saturation, but everything that's connected with you or in contact with you or in your immediate environment, because that faucet is flowing, and that represents the water, the Holy Spirit. And as you begin to continue to let the Holy Spirit flow through you, everything around you is going to be affected by the outpouring of that water, the Holy Spirit coming forth to access things in your environment and in your immediate location or spiritually, physically, it's going to be affected by you allowing the Spirit of God to just continue to come forth and flow through you. And know that, yes, you will benefit, but there are other things and other people or whatever it's in proximity of that are going to benefit from the Holy Spirit, the water, the refreshing, flowing in and through your life. As I see now, everything's soaked around here. It's soaked. The water soaked into the dryness of what was there that is no longer dry, but is being saturated. Because, you know, like, then I saw gardens. And, you know, like in gardens, you know, there are things growing. And as they began to be nurtured by the water and the environment changing from parched to moist, you know, things start to grow. So I thank you, Lord, for that. I don't know what it means, but I just release it, and we say, God, let your will be done in this situation concerning this word, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how
Amen.
Are you, Greg?
So that was on time.
Praise
I
God.
Needed to hear that.
Amen. Well, I woo. Want to share?
Well, I just, yeah, I mean, I've been going through a dry season, and I'm just like, when are things going to change? And I don't know. I saw someone tonight, a homeless guy, and I just, like, because I was going through a dry spell, I'm like, I just decided to reach out to him and help him out, even though he didn't ask.
Mm.
And I just feel like that's what I need to get my focus on, like stop thinking about myself and start reaching out to people.
Wow. That is pretty cool. That is pretty awesome. Wow. All I can say is wow. Because I'm seeing and I'm hearing you and I'm know what I saw. And it was almost like you are the vessel. Well, it was like the faucet. Okay, you know, it's one of those faucets that I see it was sticking up out of the ground. You know, one of those old faucets that kind of stick up out of the ground?
Yeah.
And so it's just a faucet. And as I saw it, it just began to flow. And now it's almost like if that faucet, if that vessel wasn't there, I mean, there's water under there. There are pipes under there. But unless that faucet was connected, you know, it couldn't have that flow of water coming up through it. And then it was coming up through it, and it was pouring out to affect everything that was in its vicinity, to give life, to give nutrition, to help things grow, to help the nutrients in the ground begin to change, that people would change or the environment would change. And you were that faucet. That water
Amen.
Was coming up through you, that others would be affected. Wow. And then you said that about the homeless. Wow, that is cool.
Yeah, that, like I said, that was on time. That was.
Woo, I feel that one. I'm like, woo. You know, I'm like, where is this going, you know? Like, but now as you're talking and you said what you did, it was like you were that faucet. I mean, you had it. I mean, it was coming out, and it was affecting the environment. It was affecting, you know, that's what it was there for. Not for you, yeah, to be a vessel. Of course, you're getting your part, you know. But it was almost like the purpose is that somebody else can get their part. Because, you know, people come up to faucets, and they get water to drink. It's almost like when Jesus, you know, met the woman at the well. You know, and he told her, you know, you drink of this water, you'll thirst no more. Greg, you got water you can give the people that they won't thirst no more.
Amen.
Ah, glory be to God. Jesus, that is pretty awesome.
Very
wow.
awesome.
All I can say is like, wow. Wow, God wants to use you in a way that you'll give out where they will thirst no more, that you will give them the water that is going to, you know, just, they won't be thirsty. They would have been able to taste that the Lord, he is good, and you're the vessel that God wants to use for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. That is so, it's so
that
simple
is,
yet so profound at the same time.
I know. But, you know, that's just how Jesus was. I mean, he didn't come, you know, trying to impress people with, you know, something, you know, except for something simple, his parable, his word, how he dealt with people. He brought it. It was profound, but yet it was simple, you know. And that's exactly who we have to be in this earth, you know, just be available to be used. That faucet is available to be used for someone to come up and get a drink or water. to do something that they need to have, you know, it used for. You're that faucet that God wants to use. Hallelujah.
And praise we God. we get blessed at the same time. Like, you know, you want these connections or interactions with God. You want something from him. But when you just do those things and pour out to other people, that's when you get that connection with God that you're really pursuing.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. So how do you feel about, I mean, is there this particular call that you feel like God has placed on your life for you to do something in particular?
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of years I was in ministry, and God did speak to me about that I was called to the youth of America, and
wow.
I don't know, but I had a lot of hiccups along the way, and mm-hmm. I seem to have gotten, you know, side railed, you know, got off course. but
this might be a sign that God is saying he still has that for you. The faucet, the faucet wasn't on. It wasn't on until I started mm-hmm. to talk about the faucet. Then the faucet started to pour water. It was a faucet sitting there. Oh, my God. Bless your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. My God. It was a faucet that was not being used. Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. It was a faucet. Let me tell you how I saw it, Greg. It was a faucet that was sitting in a place that was going unnoticed. This is how I saw this faucet. This faucet was sitting there in a place that you wouldn't even really recognize its purpose. It was sitting there, and it looks like it had been sitting there going unnoticed or unused for a long time. And when I noticed it, it began to flow with water. But it was almost like the faucet created for a purpose was not being used. But when I saw it, and recognize that it was a faucet. Because at first, you know, I guess it blended in. But as I took notice of the faucet that was sitting there, that was not being used, it began to flow. So,
wow.
Father, we just speak over Greg tonight. We thank you, Lord, that he's that vessel that may have been sitting on the sidelines, not being used, sitting there and blended in where it wasn't noticed. But God, I think you're saying to him tonight, he is noticing you tonight. And that's just because it hadn't been used in a long time. It doesn't mean that it wasn't an instrument that was still made for the purpose of the flowing of the Holy Ghost, the flowing of the water representing the Spirit of God. It was sitting there for a while. It kind of looks like it's, you know, just kind of like those old faucets just sitting there. Nobody paid it any attention for so long, hadn't been used for so long. But this faucet was noticed. And it began to flow again. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word. And we thank you for Greg's life and for the flowing of the Holy Spirit, that it will be able to be used, you'll be able to saturate those lives are around. And we give you the glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man,
oh,
yeah, the
I'm
more
so
you
glad.
Talk about that, the more it became like, I don't know, like came to life.
The water started to flow.
Yeah. It wasn't any water flowing out of that. But when I took notice of it, it began to flow. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whew, that's pretty exciting, Greg.
That's awesome.
Is there anything you want to share and you need prayer for?
No, I mean, that word was very timely. So, but if you would pray for my parents, I mean, they're getting up there in years, and my dad is suffering from some memory loss. I don't know. The medical science will give things titles and say it's whatever, you know, if it's Alzheimer's
right.
or dementia, or
right.
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, but yeah, he's starting to suffer with some memory loss, and it's hard for our whole family because he was in the military, you know, he was such a sharp, bright guy, and now just to see him in this state, it's difficult. It's difficult to see this happen. And,
yes.
you know, and nobody wants that in anyone's, you know, in any of their families. And it's,
I understand that. I can empathize with that. I went through that with my mother. But how old is your father?
I think he's 84 right now, 84, 85.
Okay. Praise God. Well, Lord, we just lift up, what's his name? And your mom?
Ellie.
And we lift her up because I'm sure it's very hard for her. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up Paul, Greg's father, and his mother, Ellie. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you just give wisdom and on how to walk this season out with Paul. And Lord, we even call forth healing in the name of Jesus. You can do miraculous things. There's nothing impossible for you. And Lord, strengthen his mother as she has to deal with the situation. And Lord, let it not wear her down. And Lord, we just thank you because we know that we can look to you to lead and take us through what man says are impossible situations. But nothing is impossible with you, God. Nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we just ask for grace and mercy, and we just even ask for the healing virtue of Jesus to flow and to give Paul some years that might even baffle the doctors. So, Lord, we thank you and give Greg peace as he has to walk through this with his parents. God, we do not forget that you are a healer and there are no things and there is nothing that is impossible with you.
Amen.
If we have the faith in Jesus' name, hallelujah. It's so funny that you mentioned that because today I was looking at some information about, because my mom had Alzheimer's. And she, let's see, onset around 81, 82. She lived to be 97. So she lived a long time with it. You know, they say Ronald Reagan lived 14 years with Alzheimer's.
Wow.
And it wasn't until her last, and it was hurting. It was hurting to go there and her not really know who I was. And I would say, you know, this is your baby, you know, Joy, Angela Joy, you know, you're not my baby. You know, she'd tell me things like that. My baby, you're not my baby. You're a grown woman, you know. And so it was interesting, you know, it was because she lived a long time with it. And so I was with her throughout the stages. You know, at first, it, you know, it was little things, and then it got to be more progressive. And maybe the last 3 or 4 years, it was where she was, well, the last, yeah, maybe 2, 3 years, she was bedridden. But before that, you know, she was still walking around, and, you know, she had to be monitored. And, I mean, it. Sometimes people say it does. It hurts in a sense. But I don't know. God graced me with that. When I would go and she would talk to me and say those things, instead of, like, being hurt by it, I would laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, and she would start laughing. And she, you know, it was so interesting because how God did that thing with me. And let me tell you something very personal, Greg. My mom, we didn't have the best of relationship because, I don't know, she was just a different type of woman. But she, through those years that she had that, and then it was like she forgot all of the things that she didn't like about me. And she began to like me. And we began to talk. And we began to bond in a way that I could have never bonded with her had she stayed in the state of normality. And it was almost like God gave me years with her that I wouldn't have gotten any other way except for her being in that state. I know it sounds really weird, but...
No, it, what you're saying actually applies to my situation.
Oh,
picking up my
okay.
dad.
Oh, okay. So, even though toward the end it was, you know, kind of painful, but then we had gone through so many years together. But I actually, toward the end, I think she started to like me, and she didn't even know who I was. I know that sounds really crazy, but it's like she didn't like me when she was so-called in her right mind. It was when she was no longer in her mind is when she liked me. And when she was no longer in her mind, I began to like her. I loved her.
Yeah.
But I actually got to like her.
Yeah.
When she was in the stages, some stages of Alzheimer's. And personal thing here is that, you know, I'm just going to let it all out. My mom didn't want me. My oldest sister
oh, wow.
was 23 when I was born. I had a brother 17 when I was born, and I think her baby, which was my sister, she was 14 when I was born. And when my mom found out she was going to have me at age 45, almost 45, she had a nervous breakdown, and she didn't want me. So my oldest sister was 23 when I was born. She really stepped in and was like that second mom to me. And my mom, you know, she got better through the years, but she never forgot. She never stopped telling me that I was the reason she lost her health because she was fine
oh.
before I was born. Yeah, but guess what? I don't know what it was. Like maybe when I was telling Caroline, it was like Teflon on me. I don't remember ever really feeling some great rejection from that. And
right.
I mean, and I didn't lack anything. I mean, my parents weren't rich at all, far from it, but you know, my sister had gone to college, and she filled in the spaces that they couldn't, and she never had any children, so I was like, you know, a little rotten. But it was just amazing that, you know, I felt like I wasn't majorly scarred by that. But my sisters and my brothers, my aunts and my uncles and my daddy all were dead when my mom died at 97. So had I not been born, there would have been no one to even bury her. So God showed me that he had me right on time. And even when I first came to the Lord, and after some years of going away and coming back, God ministered that to me. He says, you were never an accident. And as the years played out, I knew I was no accident, that I was positioned for a time to take care of her and to rekindle or to have a relationship with her that I never had before. So be encouraged. God knows what he's doing. Because you're going to be busy being a fountain that's going to pour out to the lives of others, that it will be changed for them, for his glory.
For sharing that with me. I was just going to say, the Lord's a pretty good chess player.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, I am so glad you called in tonight, and I pray that, you know, you were truly blessed. I know I was.
Thank you so much, Angela.
All right, you're welcome. And, you know, God's got this. Just remember that.
I've been encouraged. I appreciate you.
All right. Well, praise God. All right. Well, you have a great one. We'll talk at you later. All right. Good night. All right. That was awesome. Praise God. Amen. All right. So let's go back up here to 908. I don't know. 908-305, this is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
This is Carol. This is Caroline.
Hi.
From
Hi, Caroline.
How are you?
How are you? I'm doing good. Praise God. I'm just feeling wonderful.
Amen. That's
all
great.
Right. Amen. Well, let's pray for you. Father, we just thank you for Caroline, and we thank you for the shuffle. Hallelujah. Shuffleboard. I saw there's a shuffling going on with you. There's a shuffling, a shifting, a restructuring, a reorganizing. God's doing some stuff. Hallelujah. And he's maneuvering, and he's rearranging, and he's causing you to get in position as he does some things around you that will automatically shift you. It's almost like some things are going to change with you because they couldn't help but change, because as they change, you couldn't stay in the same position that you were in because these things around you changed, so that automatically caused you to move to another place. So, God, I thank you that in the spirit realm, you are shifting things, you are changing things, you are rearranging things, and you're doing it all to reposition Caroline into the place that you need her to be to make that next move. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, as she begins to worship you and she begins to praise you and she begins to thank you that even this thing that's going on is going to accelerate. It's going to be involving her worship, her praise, her adoration, her thankfulness and gratefulness unto you that will actually cause this thing to even begin to move at a quicker pace, because it's going to propel some things to get into place. You know, you think about the Holy Spirit also comes as a wind, and it's like what happens with the wind? The wind causes things to change. They have to be moved. I was sitting out my house, or I had my little patio set, and I have a pretty huge umbrella that I had bought. I bought last year, I think it was, and it's pretty darn huge. It's not the regular size patio umbrella. It's huge. Last year I remember I sent Prophet Randy a picture of it, how it lifted up out of the base without even moving the table and landed on the top of my house. This thing is huge. And I always wondered, what's going on with that? It wasn't even that windy. Well, I was sitting outside a few days ago now, and I was sitting there on the laptop, and all of a sudden, this umbrella just lifts up and just moves over to outside of the table. I'm like, it lifts up out of the table. Why? Because a gust of wind came in and repositioned it. And I just to tell you like that, something, God is moving, and that wind is going to come in, and it's going to reposition you. It's going to cause things to change, that he will be able to do something that, you've been waiting on. So Father God, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name. How's it going, Caroline? I went around the bush a few times with that one. Caroline?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
I did hear you, but I'm awfully tired today.
You seem like you are. Well, just
I
take,
am awfully
you know,
tired.
You can go back and listen to it.
No, I'm awfully tired today because I'm just getting a lot of things done. So I'm like, oh Lord Jesus, just give me the energy. So.
Well, maybe a fresh wind
right,
will blow in.
Restructuring and all
yeah,
that
maybe
stuff,
a fresh
right?
wind will blow in. A fresh wind will blow in and give you that gust.
Amen.
Of
I was listening, but I was like, yeah, I was listening.
Well, I think it's probably, it's 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. I think you're in the East Coast, so it's late. I am on the East Coast, and I was like,
I like listening in, and I was like, I said, I got to write, I usually write down everything you said, I will write that down. And if you could pray for me, because I am like, I hurt my hip, I have to go get an x-ray, and it really hurts a bit, so I have to go tomorrow, just hopefully, I didn't injure it, and I think it was okay, and then all of a sudden it started hurting me again, so if you could just pray that there's a healing on that, I'll take the x-ray
How long ago
tomorrow.
Was that?
This is about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, Father, we just know you have the touch. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for touching Caroline's hip. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Touch her hip. Everything that may seem to have been misaligned with that. And, Lord, we just speak healing over it. And we thank you, Lord, that she will expect healing for it, expect healing, and expect God to touch you and the healing virtue of Jesus to flow. And we thank you, Lord, that we can look to you as our healer. You're the manufacturer. You made us. You're our creator, the Lord. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing you can't do. And so, Lord, we call for the healing. Let Caroline begin to speak over her body. Just that this thing, whatever it is, that is healed. Let her begin to release the word of faith over her body. And let her walk with an understanding that her words have power. Her words have power. And that it is God's will that we be in health. Even as our soul prospers. So, Lord, we thank you for that, for the healing virtue to flow in her and through her tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want to keep you up. You probably need to go to sleep. I know it's late, 12:32.
Yeah, it's close, but I'm usually awake, but I'm just like yeah, but I heard what you say about transformation, right? The Lord transforming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he can, and he does. We just have to ask and wait on
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
He'll do it. I'm in that place tonight. I'm in that place
Thank
where
you.
God is transforming.
Angela.
You are
Amen.
Welcome.
Praise for you too, Angela Joy. Dear Jesus, we just ask you to continue to bless her, watch over her, and this wonderful show, thank you, God, or the one, not the wonderful show, the wonderful program. Thank you, God, and just continue to bless her and keep me alert tomorrow.
Well,
and I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, her body needs rest sometimes. God's like, I want you to rest in the Lord. So sometimes he wants us to just rest in him.
Amen. Rest in him, Carolyn. Amen. Rest in him. All right. Well, we're looking for a good report when you call back, and I'm on. So we're gonna count.
Amen.
We're gonna count this as a faith walk. That God's gonna do some stuff for you, and we just call forth your healing in Jesus' name. All right.
Amen.
Well, get some rest, Caroline. We will
Thank
talk
you.
To you
God
later.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Amen. God will do it. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. All right, so we have another caller here. Let's see, with their hand up. And that is 248-935. And who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Camario, calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Camario, how are you tonight, Camario?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. Hallelujah. We have a positive confession we need to make. I am doing well. Well, praise God. Lord, we just thank you for Camario. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you as I see a walk. You're walking. Hallelujah. Thank you for Camario's walk. His walk. Hallelujah. As he, I see you like walking, and it's like where you're walking, I sense the Lord wants me to say to you, that's the place you need to be walking right now. And to be walking, I see straight. I hear the word straight and narrow. Now, that's the place you need to be walking in right now. And where I see you walking, I'm not going to really say where I see you walking because it really doesn't matter. But where you're walking, it's a path, it's a sidewalk, so to speak, the straight and narrow. But on a particular side of it, there is there's stuff going on. And I just sense, you know, just typical stuff. I mean, nothing, you know, extraordinarily different. You're walking on a sidewalk, it's straight and narrow, and it's almost like I sense the Lord saying, as long as you stay on that sidewalk and you're walking the straight and narrow, you don't have to worry about the stuff that's going on the side that could cause disruption or injury or whatever, because you know, you got the path already laid out for you by God. And as long as you stay on track with that, you don't have to worry about the other stuff because, you know, it's not going to jump over there on you. So don't you jump out there in it. So, Lord, I just thank you that he will continue to walk the straight and narrow. I see you walking with assurance. I see you walking steady. I see you walking, hey, I'm headed somewhere. And just keep on going in the direction that you're going with God leading you, and you don't have to worry about it because he's going to be your shield. He's going to be your protector as long as we're on the path that God's laid out for us, and it doesn't matter what's going on around or about us, but when we are destined to walk on the path that God has already laid out for us, it's a done deal. We're fine. So, Lord, I just thank you for Camario tonight, and we thank you as he continues to walk in the way that he's going with an assurance that he's on the right track with God. So, Lord, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Camario, what's going on?
Amen. Nothing much. Currently just doing a little homework, decided to call in. And then,
okay.
The Lord been dealing with me to stay on track when it comes to ministry instead of going into the business world itself. So I had a struggle with going into business and between going into business and going into ministry. Because I just trying to, you know, I don't want to be a type of person that's, you know, not making any money and stuff like that. So I wanted to be in a position where making money and still doing ministry. So thank you. That was confirmation for me.
No. So you're saying that God is saying just focus basically on your ministry and stay in that path?
Yes. Yes. Stay focused.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I saw, and that's funny that you would say that. Because it's funny that it's funny that I said I wasn't going to say what I saw. Well, I really didn't see much of anything. But it confirmed it because you said it. Okay, so, wow, this is pretty profound. Okay, so you didn't say it, but now I can say it. So what I saw you walking on a sidewalk, and it was kind of like a business district. And it wasn't like nothing really evil going on. It's just that, you know, it was like, stay on this sidewalk, stay on this path. And it was a business district. Wow, that's pretty cool. Now that you say that, it was really like, because I saw these buildings, like, you know, like you're downtown and, you know, there's this buildings, tall buildings, office buildings, all this stuff on this one side. But, you know, where you were walking and didn't see a whole lot, you know, of industry going that way. It was just a straight path, straight sidewalk. But on the side there were like businesses and stuff like that as you were walking. And it was like, God said, stay on the path that I've got you. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because that's for me, because, before you get saved, you did a lot of crazy stuff. And you didn't, for me, I didn't do things correctly, right, regarding finances and stuff. So now that I'm graduating from college and marketing, I want to ensure that, you know, my children's taken care of and things like that, that I want to apply the business stuff that I have. But the Lord is telling me to focus on the ministry that He's calling me to fulfill. So I have been focused on that and just deterring all the business of things that's been coming my way.
Wow. So. Cool. Well, yeah, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, because I was like, and then I thought to myself, why am I not telling him what I see? Because it was like God says, don't tell him what you see. And then you came back. Yeah, and you came back and said what I saw, you know, kind of like in the way you said it was like business. And I'm thinking, wow, that's what I just, you know, I saw these buildings like representing, you know, companies and businesses. And you were just kind of like walking this, you know, on the opposite side of where these buildings were. And it was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Because my dad also is a very successful financial man, and so it's been very tempting, but I have a whole full ministry that the Lord wants me to do, and I feel that if I go on that route, I won't return to the ministry into the ministry like I'm supposed to do. So yeah,
right. And it could be a season that later on down the path, there'll be a merger of some sort to help with that. But right now, I don't know if that's something that God has. I'm not saying that's something He's going to do. But, you know, this was a long sidewalk. It was a long, long walk. But I just felt the Lord says, stay here. Walk this way.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. That was
all right. You're welcome, Samario. All right.
God
you
bless.
Be blessed then. Well, hopefully I'll talk to you again. You be blessed. Good night.
Oh, you too. Good night.
All right. Amen. God is, let me tell you. Whew, He is so awesome. He's so awesome. I'm always like, God, you're just awesome. All right, so let's go to 251-229, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? This is Sarah from Alabama.
Yes, Sarah, I thought this might be you. I thought that 251. Hallelujah. Well, Sarah,
hallelujah.
We thank you for calling in. Yeah, thank you for calling in. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Sarah, and we just thank you, Lord, as I heard the word march. So when you think about marching, you think about like, you know, you're in step with you, in step, you're in sync, you know, march, you like there's up and down, it's a structured step, you're marching, you're headed somewhere, you're marching, but it's not a walk. It's not a regular walk. It's not a glide. It's not a skip. It's a march. Hallelujah. And I hear the word march, that you are marching. And I also like you're marching to a different drum beat. Hallelujah. What do you let's look up. Let's see how they say what they say about marching. You know, that's different from just walking. Hallelujah. So let's see. Let me hear, because I hear march for you. March. Let me see what it says. Not the month, but the walk. Hallelujah. March. See. All right, here we go. All right, so, thank you, Jesus. Okay, a march is a walk in a military manner with a regular measured tread. Ah, stride. You're walking. It says, go down. I can't see the whole thing. Okay. It's a part of, I mean, it doesn't really seem like the words they're using are really defining what it is, but it's like to trek, to tramp. When you think of trampling, you it's a force, okay? And I guess it's better described what we said first. It's a military manner with a regular measured tread. So it's almost like you're marching because it's in a way that's befitting the march of a soldier who is walking with authority, walking in a manner. Because military people, you think about a march, you can tell that, you know, they're walking with in a certain manner to know that they're going to go forth to take care of something, and they're serious about it. It's a forced move. It's a forced step. It's a march. You're not just strolling through life. God has called you to march, Sarah. Not stroll, hallelujah, but to march, to tread. How are we going to tread? What's the word say about treading on the serpent and scorpion? The enemy, he's called you to march, not stroll, but march. March on the enemy. March with assurance. Walk. Tread upon him. That was part of the definition. Tread. What's the word saying? Tread upon the enemy. So walk and march with assurance that you have authority in your walk. You know, when they walk, they know they're moving. They know they're walking with authority. They're treading. When you also tread, you make a path that's sort of being moved out or hollowed out for somebody else to walk behind you. When they march, they're marching usually behind each other. It's almost like God is saying, you're going to march and you're going to tread, but you're also treading the way for somebody else to come after you because you are walking with an assurance that you are headed where you need to go. So go ahead and march, girl. You don't need to stroll. You just march. March. When you see soldiers, you know they're marching and they have authority. They know where they're going. They know where they're headed. They're marching. So go ahead, Sarah. March. Don't stroll. March. Glory be to God. I think she dropped. Did you drop, Sarah?
Hello? I'm here.
Were you able to hear me?
Yes, I heard you talk, and the word of God was saying to march to, the Lord has used you to say march, not stroll, but march.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, let me get my phone before it goes dead. Hold on a second. I don't want to lose you. All right, let me plug it in. Yes, the Lord says, there's no time to stroll, my dear. It's time to march. No, your strolling is over. You might have been strolling in the past season. But God, it's time to march. And like I was saying, to march is like, you know, when you see soldiers and they're marching, but I also heard the word, not only are you marching, you know, knowing you're not supposed to stroll, but you're marching because somebody's going to be following after you. You're treading the way. Part of the word was tread, treading, treading. What is the word of God tells us how we're to tread upon the enemy. When we march, that's
hallelujah.
Step. I mean, we're putting our foot down with force. Tread. That's right. Step on his head. March. Don't stroll.
March.
March. Glory be to God. March to your next position. March to your place in God. March. Put the devil under your feet. March. And clear the path for somebody else to come. Hallelujah. I hear you. I think of your daughter. I think of your daughter as you march, clearing some things out for her as she steps into place. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Well, glory to God. It actually, what the Lord was using you as his mouthpiece to say was true, because I actually work, I've taken a little turn, but anyway, I have a new position, a new job, and the lady that I work with, she's a few years older than me, and of course she's my elder, but she is on top of it. She docked the I's and crossed the T's, so it's like on time. Everything is like you're in the military. And that's why I was like, oh, okay. I feel like I am in the military.
And then I said it was like a military, you know, that's a military walk, the march.
That's it. I mean, and that's exactly what I feel like working with her. She is great. But, I mean, she is this, okay, you do this, dot the I, cross the T, march it out. I mean, okay, come on, this is, and I'm like, wow, I've never been a part of the military, but I'm in it now.
Oh, wow. That is too funny. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, you know what? I feel like maybe, wow. I feel like, oh, wow. I think about, like, sometimes you're around people and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I just have to deal with this. And it's almost like once you go through that, you almost realize, I was in boot camp. God was training me for something else. It's almost like when you go and you're in position, you know, you're around people like that, and you don't operate like that. Why am I, you know, but then when you leave out of that situation from being up with that type of person, you glean something from it and you gain something from it. It's almost like God positioned you there that you would learn and glean what you needed for the next season and the next place that God is taking you to.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. I tell you, that is amazing, you know, that the word of God is awesome. Because
is
exactly what I've been feeling like for this past almost month.
March,
and
Sarah, you got to march.
Exactly.
And don't beat up, Sarah. No more strolling. God said you got to march. He's already given you a tutor, a trainer. March, Sarah. He's Stop strolling, Sarah. March.
Yes, that's it. I'm getting exercise. I'm stretching, and I'm dumb. I mean, actually,
right.
It feels like the military. So that's funny,
wow.
But it's true. It's funny,
it
but it's true.
Well, just know that God is using it. He's using it for preparation for something, you know. She's, you know, and I know sometimes when you're in situations, you know, I know there are certain people that, you know, I have worked with or been around, and I'm like, gosh, you know, what? But then after I've left
I was like, wow, you know, I learned. It's just like when you're in school. You have this mean teacher or you have this very strict teacher. You think they're mean. They're strict. But guess what? Some of those teachers were the best teachers that we could have ever had because they weren't cutting the slack and they were going to make sure we got everything we needed to get before we got up out of their classroom.
And exactly.
So it was discipline that we probably would have not gotten on our own or wouldn't have looked for. But we were in that classroom, and because of the way they handled things and they were strict and they were this way and that way, they didn't let us get by with nothing. We left out of there with a discipline that we wouldn't have gotten in another class.
Exactly. That's it.
That's it. He's disciplining you so that you can get some things that maybe you got to use this way and this method and this march to get it. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That
I tell you, that is
awesome.
It.
I was like, why am I telling her to march? March,
I mean, I
Sarah.
Even get the question sometimes. I'm going to march. You know what? I'm just going to be in the military for a minute or two. Whenever the Lord says, okay, you're out of basic training.
All right. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it. You're going to learn some things through this season, too. You're going to learn some things. And not only are you going to learn some things as far as she's concerned, you're going to learn some things about Sarah. You're going to learn things about Sarah as you march in this season. You're going to learn some things. You're going to learn some discipline, some authority. You're going to learn how, man, because when you're in the military and you're like in basic training, you'll come out of there knowing some stuff. You're not going to go in basic training and come out the same way you went in. You're going to learn some things. You're going to learn how to march, first of all, and you're going to learn step to step. And God, like I said, that word tread came up. And tread, that was part of the definition. We are to tread upon the enemy. We will tread upon him. So get ready. You're marching. You're going to see some stuff. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful. I am so thankful because the Lord is really using you, woman of God, because I tell you, that's exactly what I've been experiencing. Like, okay, dot the I, cross the T, cross your lips, do that. I mean, the whole, walk it out. And it's been that experience. It's been that experience. But I thank the Lord for you. This is awesome. The word of God.
Well,
he's encouraging you.
He's encouraging you to let you know he's involved.
All right. I believe it.
He's
I believe involved. It. I know it.
Awesome. 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 All right. Is there anything else you want to pray for or anything you want to share?
No. Well, I'm just excited. When I talked with you last, I think it was last Sunday, we were looking up
uh-huh.
a word. I forgot but what it actually it was, but it's like every time the Lord speaks through the partners of PGN, everything lines up because God is really using his word is just fulfilling itself through the prophets of the Lord, especially when they're reigning in him, you know.
Amen.
So, amen.
What was the word last time? I don't remember.
It was propagate. Was it propagate?
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember. Yeah. I remember
propagate.
That.
You got to cultivate. The, no, propagate, cultivate.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And
wow.
And that's it. And I think with this job that I'm having now, it's like, okay, I've got to cultivate. I've got to propagate. I was trying to put it all in place. And now
see,
it's like, okay, walk
march.
It out now.
Yeah, you got to march now. No strolling. No strolling allowed. You have to march. No strolling.
That's it. That's it.
She's not going to let you stroll.
No, it's order. It's definitely order. It's organized. It's spotless. It's everything. But God is a God of order. So you're right. You know, he's teaching
yes,
me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And that's how he wants. I mean, because we've had some sloopy, sloppy Christians that we've seen in some years past that, you know, and God is calling some things into order. He's calling us to march. Who are we? We're the army of the Lord.
Right.
And we're in the days where the enemy, he's not playing. We are the army of the Lord.
Amen.
And we are to walk in a way that is, you know, in a way that God is ordering us to do with discipline and to live our lives before him and before others, that people will take notice of how we walk. We are soldiers of the Lord. Yes,
in the army of the Lord. Oh, yes.
Yes, we are. We are in the army of the Lord. Yes. And we don't stroll. Not in our army. You start strolling, the devil going to get on your tail. Yes, he will.
That's right. You start strolling.
You know, the thing of it is, sometimes, I mean, you know, the enemy knows we're out in la-la land somewhere, and he wants to do an ambushment. He wants to do a sneak attack. But the thing of it is, when you know you're in the army, you're going to be ready at all times to know that the enemy is creeping around trying to figure out how he's going to get in. No, we're the army. We're going to be on guard. We're going to march towards where God is calling us to, and we're not going to be, you know, some prey of the enemy where he's looking around, oh, yeah, look at this smoke bowl over there. They're kind of strolling around like they don't have a clue of what's going on. No, we're soldiers. We know what's going on, and we know that you are the devil. So, amen. The army is rising up.
Amen. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Yes, thank you, Lord.
His army. Hallelujah.
It's his army.
He's got it. You got your marching papers, girl. Your marching
papers. With order.
With order.
Servant of Lord with order.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Ooh.
All right, Sarah. Well,
ooh,
I'm glad
gosh,
we got that straight now.
It's time to march and keep marching in the army of the Lord. Well,
That's right.
The Lord for you. I do.
thank the Lord for you. I just love PGN and the people that God has connected here and put us on assignment. Did I ever think that I would be doing this? No. I mean, it's not, and you know, it's not traditional, and in the traditional church, I really didn't fit in much as far as, you know, I was a pastor's wife, I was involved with ministry, and I did ministry as well, but, you know, and I, to be honest with you, Sarah, I never quite fit in, because I was always thinking and doing stuff outside the box. You know, I'm an outside-the-box type of person. So what God is using here with PGN, it's outside the box, and it's exactly what I need to be doing at this season and at this time, because God is doing something different. I'm not a pulpit minister. I'm not, you know,
exactly.
I can get up in there, but when I get up in some, the last time I got up in somebody's, well, I won't say the last time, but one of the last few times that I got up in somebody's pulpit, they wanted to get me out of there as quickly as possible. Why? Because I was pulling back some covers. That man was so uncomfortable with me up there that all he could do was squirm. And I think he told him, don't you ever invite her back here.
Yeah, some churches, they don't like it when people have the prophetic in them. Some would actually sit the person down, like, let's sit them down. You know, they don't, you know, the traditional.
But he's.
He's
you
like,
know what, Sarah? I didn't even know I had the prophetic in me at that time. I didn't have a clue what was going on with me. All I knew is that I was opening my mouth, speaking stuff, and people were beginning to squirm. I didn't know what I had in me. Be honest with you, I didn't have a name for it. I was kind of new to it, so you know. But I was very bold with what I said, and I guess I must have stepped on his toes, and I didn't even know. Later on, I found out that the man was kind of involved in some stuff, you know, that was, you know, shouldn't be involved with. And so I was stepping on toes, and I didn't even know the toes were out there to be stepped on. And I didn't know what was going on. But I guess he said, don't let her come back up in here because she's, you know, and then you start to wonder, like, what's wrong? You know, because I'm thinking, what's wrong with me? You know, like, you know, people looking at me funny and, you know, they don't want to speak to you after you ministered and they kind of go to the other side of the room. And I didn't have a clue. I was like, what did I do? You know, was I that bad?
No, you were flowing in the prophetic and didn't know it. And then some truth was coming out. Yeah.
And I was in a traditional, I think it was Methodist, but I don't, you know, but it's a small town. So, but anyway, it was just really strange because I was like, wow, you know, why are these people acting this way? I mean, it was almost like I could feel like if it was a street and they could cross to the other side, that's where they would have gone. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. Like, wow, I just got the cold shoulder. Like, and it was almost like I could sense them saying, like, who does she think she, you know, like, who does she think she is? To come in here and say these things. You know, people were looking at me like, who does she think she is? And I know I was right on it. I mean, it was the word. But I guess that word was like something they didn't want to hear. So I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. And then from that point on, I realized I was not called to tradition. And
That's it.
I wasn't called to tradition. I wasn't called, you know, to stand up in somebody's pulpit and sugarcoat the word of God so that they feel comfortable. That's not what I'm called to. Oh, anyway, all right. Well, Sarah, I'm so glad we got your marching orders here.
Yes, I've got the marching orders. I'm going.
Got your marching orders.
In the
all
army
right.
of the Lord.
In the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And we know God's doing some things, and we look forward to hearing about what he's up to next, Sarah. He's going to be
okay,
up to something.
Okay, then.
All right.
Oh, I know it. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. God bless you.
All right. Good night. All righty. And I have one caller on here, but they don't have their hand up. So if you want prayer, raise your hand, press 1, because we're getting ready to say good night if you don't raise your hand. I've enjoyed myself so much tonight. God is good. He's so awesome. And I come on here like you all, not knowing what God is going to do, of course. And I'm always, like most of the time, blown away by what he does do. So I just want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing here at Prophetic Grace Network. We thank God for our founder. We thank God for this platform that he has raised up. The people of God can be blessed and, you know, God can move freely. And it's just an awesome thing to be a part of what God is doing in this earth, this season. So thank you tonight, you all who stayed and hung out with me. And keep me in prayer. I'll keep you all in prayer. Many of you all come across my mind throughout the week when I prayed for you, and I try to remember to, when you come across my mind, to pray and believe with you that God is doing some marvelous and awesome things in your life. So thanks again, and I look forward to being a part of the show next time, whenever that's going to be. You all be blessed and trust God and know that he's at work. Good night. God bless.